Okay, so we're holding on the fourth paragraph of the Hakdama of the introduction that starts with the MS. The Chafetz Chaim was telling us that because of the sin of Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara, that's why the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni was destroyed. Our complaints are not chas v'shalom against Hashem that we're in such a gullus for a long time. The complaint is on ourselves. Because as far as Hashem is concerned, nothing is holding him back in his ability to redeem us. As it says in Yeshaya, the hand of Hashem is not short, or not is not unable to help us. And his ear is not heavy. In other words, not that he's not able to hear us. It's only our sins that are preventing it. They responded to him, that today, if we will listen to the words of Hashem, Mashiach will come. Even though it was not yet the end of the Gezerah, that the Golus would last at least 1,000 years, like what the Tehillim tells us is the day of Hashem. Im kol zeh hayukayach tshuva mavatlas gzeira. If Klal Yisrael would have done tshuva, then it would have destroyed the decree, and there would have been the bayis shlishi right away. The kol shkin bizmanenu shezayoyse mishmoyne meyoshana shekol hayom anal. And surely now in our days that it's more than 800 years, more than 900 years now, that from the time that the so to say the minimum gzeira was. And this cause is only our fault. We're not allowing Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have his Shechina amongst us. And if we will look into our ways and investigate it carefully, which are the most prominent sins? Hagormim la'achrichas goluseinu, that are causing us to have a long gullus, nimtzayim harbe. We'll find a number of them. Ach, chet haloshen hu al kulo. But the sin of the tongue, that it rises above all the other reasons. Vivnei kamatayim, for a number of reasons. Echad, one reason is, kibin shezeho yehoikar l'sibas goluseinu. The cause of the gullus was, kamo sheheveinu mi gemari yumi mirshami anal. If the cause of the gullus came because of sinas chinam and lashon hara, imkein kol kama shlo nira l'sakin ze'achet, if we're not going to see to try to correct the sin, eich tu chalias gula, how could there be any redemption? Kiven shezehachet pogam kol kach madach, if this sin had such an effect, shai deze golinu mi'artzenu, that it caused us to be kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. Allah has kama v'kama she'enu manichenu lovel artzenu. So surely, as long as we hold on to it, it's going to prevent us from returning. So that's the first reason the Chafetz Chaim says. V'yoyit halo yiduahu shenigzar leinu golus mikvar meis ma'isim raglin. We know that the gzeira that Klal Yisrael would go into Golus was already decreed at the time when the Yidden returned with the sin of the Meraglim. Kamo shekasu v'yisa yadoi lohem lahapiloisam bagoyim ulizoroisam baratzais. Kamo shepirish Rashi sham v'ramban b'chumash. So as the pasuk in Tehillim is referring to, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that he was going to send them into Golus because of the sin of the Meraglim. V'chet ha-meraglim halei ho-oi avoin Lashon Hara. And what was the sin of the Meraglim? That also was the sin of Lashon Hara. Kamo d'yisa be'erichin. So we have to correct this sin before the Gula could come. Because the source of the whole Gullus was at the time of the Meraglim, and that itself was the sin of Lashon Hara. And also we find it clearly that it's because of the sin of Lashon Hara that that's why Klal Yisrael suffers and is enslaved. As it says in Parsha Shmais, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Achein noida hadavar." Now the matter is known. So what does it mean now that Moshe Rabbeinu understood why Klal Yisrael was in bondage in Mitzrayim? V'ayim pirsh Rashi sham, and Rashi says there that why was it? Because now that I see that Jews speak Lashon Hara against each other, now I can understand why they're in this serious situation of Mitzrayim. V'ayim nimtzim furish b'medrash rabba parshu seitzei. And also we find it clearly in the Medrash. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bo'ilam Hazeh, in this world, Ayidei Shehoyu Lashon Hara B'neichem, because there was Lashon Hara amongst you, Silakti Shechina B'neichem. So that's why I removed the Shechina from amongst you. I've lost it, Lavo, but in the future, and then Hashem will return the Shechina. V'yayid Mikmur Refurish B'parshas Baruch. And also it's an open pasuk in Parshas Zos HaBaruch. It says, Vayhi Bishurin Melech, and it will be in Yeshurun, in Klal Yisrael, which is called Yeshurun, when they're Yashar, when they're straight. Vayhi Bishurin Melech, and it'll be that in Yeshurun over Klal Yisrael, Hashem will be the king. V'is'asef Rosh Ha'am, when the heads of the nation will get together. Yachad Shifti Yisrael, when all the Shifti Yisrael will be together. V'pirish Rashi Shav. And Rashi there explains, V'umayimah Sifri, and that's a Sifri. When will HaKadosh Baruch Hu be the Melech over Klal Yisrael? Davka k'shem b'yachad shifti Yisrael. That's only when all the Shvatim, that the Jewish people are all together. V'lo yagudais agudais. And they're not just separate groups. V'yadua didavazeh rogi lova yadi lashon hara. And what separates people from each other? That's known that Lashon Hara and speaking about each other, etc., that's what causes people to group together and not be all together with Achdus. Ulevadze, and besides that, Eichi Cholos Lochul Aleinu Berchais Vashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is it possible that the Baruch of Hashem should come upon us? Shonu Mekavim Lazeh, we hope for it. Kiven Debavaniseinu Harabim Anu Mugolim Bechait Zeh. Because unfortunately, with our sins, we're so used to speaking Lashon Hara. There's a mefurish curse that it says in the Torah that we just learned. Orur make reyehu basaser. Cursed is the person who hits his friend in secret, in hidden. How does a person hit someone in secret? If he hits him, so then obviously he knows that he's being hit. Shehu koya Lashon Hara. K'mashbirish Rashi Sham. As Rashi explains there, ulevad she'or arurim she'yesham oid al zek mivur lekamon b'seif ha'psich ayin sham, and the Chafetz Chaim will enumerate all the other isurim that are involved in the sin of a person speaking lashon hara. Ulevad ze, and besides that, haleiduhu migmar de'erichin, hanal shegoid alavan azeh ha'hu ad ein shir, that there's no limit to how serious the sin is. Ad she'amru olav shehu k'kayfer be'kachas v'shal. That a person who speaks Lashon Hara is equal to a person. It's like a person who's a kofar bika, who denies the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yomer v'Yerushalmi d'peya, and he quotes Yerushalmi in Peya, Shenefroyim min odem avur zeh ha'ovayin bo'ilam hazeh, v'akeren kayemis lo'ilam abo. That just like to the good, there are mitzvahs that we get the fruit in this world, but the principle remains for us in the world to come to be rewarded. So with sins, there are certain sins that we will get punishments in this world, but the true punishment, that doesn't free us from the true punishment which will happen in the Olam Haba. And he says, and Yerushalmi and Peah says, that the sin of Lashon Hara is Nifroim in Adam Avur Zeh Ha'avah in Boilam Azeh, that a person is punished in this world, Karen Kayem is Olam Haba, and the Karen remains. The principle, so to say, remains in the world to come. V'yayin l'kamam b'spsicha u'b'sifri shmir saloshin sham, and the Chafetz Chaim tells us to look in the psicha of this sefer, and also in his other sefer called shmir saloshin, sham hetaknu kol ma'mori hashas v'hamedrashim v'azayra kodesh haniskarim binyan zeh. There he has brought together all the different gemaras and medrashim and the Zohar that discusses the sin of Lashon Hara. Umi shi'ayin v'yizbonin hetiv b'hem. And someone who is going to look deeply into those all those quotes that I bring, Tisomar Nasaris Rosho, like the hair on his head will stand up, Migoidel Ha'avon, when he realizes how serious is the sin of speaking Lashon Hara.